Why can't something be done to relieve the monotony of this everyday kitchen chore?
Okay, this is ridiculous. Kyle, just do the dishes, okay? Yeah.
Stop. Don't rinse those dishes. Well, there's simply no need to. Not when you have this amazing new Westinghouse dishwasher.
Okay, fine. I did them.
Why, you'll be out of the kitchen in just 2 minutes when you own this dishwasher.
What?
That's amazing.
How did that happen? Oh, how did you do that?
That's incredible.
Well, you asked for it. Here it is. My grandparents' KitchenAid dishwasher. You want to open it up and show us?
39 years.
No rust. All the original parts, right?
Right.
It's Encyclopedia Brunch. My name is Tim Dobbs. With me, as ever, through this thing we call the World Wide Web.
The beep boop machine. It's me, Catherine Kogert.
The beep boop lady herself is here.
Here to beep, here to boop.
And you're all out of beep.
So I guess it's boop time.
Yeah, now you just need to kick some ass.
Oh, you know, I'm not a violent person.
No.
No.
What if, though, you found a pair of sunglasses that taught you that, the world was really being oppressed by a race of aliens masquerading as an upper class? Maybe then?
Is this a sci-fi film? Because if it's not, it should be.
Have you ever seen They Live? What a film.
I've never seen They Live.
You're missing out. So they Live is a... That's the plot. I just gave you the entire plot.
And I should really watch this film.
You should. It's so good. I mean, it's dumb, but it's good.
Yeah.
But it's also where that line comes from. Chew gum and kick some ass.
I thought it was some Duke Nukem nonsense.
I mean, it kind of is, but They Live as some Duke Nukem nonsense, so.
Mm, okay. In the genre of Nukem.
Yeah, I would say so. Also, if you want to just like... watch a 20-minute street fight that kind of goes nowhere. They Live. I recommend They Live.
No, I don't.
Tim's really picks for the week.
Tim's picks for the week? Okay, what's one other pick? What is your food pick for the week? What's making you happy this summer, Tim Dobbs Oprah style?
This summer, I have just the most fabulous food items that I definitely came prepared to tell you about. They're so great.
Do.
It's not hard at all for me to... remember them or to possibly make up them, which I'm not doing right now. And I have
really
them.
Love how committed you are to our favorite summer food bits that are making you happy.
And they're making
this
me
summer.
It's watermelon. I just love it.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
I really should get some watermelon.
What's the last watermelon flavored thing that you had?
Oh gosh, it's been years.
Because it's a part of your porn star name.
It's the worst watermelon. Yeah, right. That's why they call almost everyone Jolly Rancher. watermelon flavor is the worst flavor, no?
No, it's my favorite flavor.
Really? Of candy?
Watermelon and grape are my two favorite flavors of Jolly Rancher.
Mm. You and I are very different people.
Yeah. What do you like? Green apple? I bet you like green apple.
I don't want a Jolly Rancher. It's the fundamental thing to it.
Sounds like a fan of green apple to me.
If it comes to it, I'm going to have the strawberry.
Oh, my God.
It's the best one.
It's the blandest one.
Well, you know, straight and forward
it's
for me.
It's the vanilla of strawberry or of candies. It's the vanilla of strawberries.
Yeah, strawberry is the vanilla of flavors. Everybody knows it.
Of fruity Jolly Rancher flavors. It certainly is the vanilla.
Here's the trouble. I just had a big plate of unwrapped Jolly Ranchers. It is the summertime, of course, so it's out there in the sun. It's kind of getting a little melty, a little sticky.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I sat there outside reading a book, just kind of reaching with my bare hand to this plate of unwrapped Jolly Ranchers and throwing them in my mouth.
And, yeah, like we all do.
Yeah. But now I've got this plate I got to clean up, which leads me to a question. Catherine, what do we do on this podcast?
Oh, you know, every week we like to pick a fun topic and we like to muse on that topic and learn some things and learn and grow together as friends and as a team and as a community.
Mm. Okay, that all sounds great. I'm noting that here. And now I guess my follow-up question is like, how do we apply this to this Jolly Rancher plate problem I'm having?
Tim, would you like to go on a journey with me and learn about dishwashers?
I would love to. Is it a 39-year-old dishwasher?
Can you tell a little bit more about this one clip that we've included in our clip package at the beginning? Can you expand on that a little bit?
I mean, almost no. It's exactly what it sounds like. It is a guy with a cell phone who said, "All right, well, you asked for it." Like, the beginning of the clip that's in that clip package is the beginning of the YouTube. And basically, he just sort of has the camera on the dishwasher, and they talk about the dishwasher for about 2-3 minutes. The grandfather is clearly very proud of it. The grandmother is sort of in the next room, and she's sort of contributing here and there. When the grandfather says, like, "Oh, I probably use it, over an average of a time, twice a week it probably gets used." And the grandmother goes, "It's a little bit more than that." And you can sort of hear
back to watching
almost definitely Wheel of Fortune. I can't quite hear in the background, but I'm
could
pretty sure.
Jeopardy. Could be Jeopardy. Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of doo 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 doo. You know, like the clues being revealed kind of sounds.
Well, maybe it's Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... Oh,
okay.
I just love it. I love... It's such a simple pride in something. And it really warms my heart. It might be my favorite movie. Better than Citizen Kane, raised Tim.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad you found some joy in this world. And you know who we have to thank for this piece of joy? A woman named Josephine Cochran.
That's right. Life is a dishwasher. She wants to wash it all night long.
Or she wants to wash away the food detritus of this world for a cleaner, more beautiful, perfect world.
All night long. Yeah.
Well, it's just, that's when she has a lot of energy.
Yeah. It's just she's more of a night owl. Yeah. Tell me more about Josephine Cochran, the inventor of the dishwasher.
She sounds horrible. So she's a rich lady, just some rich 1800s rich lady.
She's described as a socialite numerous times.
Yes, which translates to me as rich lady. I don't know about you.
Yeah. When you are so free from labor that you... The labor you create for yourself is sort of being at parties and talking to people.
Josephine, she has all these servants who just can't wash her dishes. Her fine china keeps getting chipped by these horrible servants who are so bad at their job. Poor people can't do anything.
It is so hard to find good help these days. These days being 1850-ish. 1886.
So she gets together with a pal of hers, and they invent, I believe, a hand crank sort of dishwasher situation.
Yeah, I didn't totally understand that. My understanding is like people had thought of things kind of like this before, and there was such a thing as like it was like a cage, and I guess the cranking like must have pumped some water, basically.
Right. Yeah.
I'm picturing the act of using it not so dissimilar from like using a salad spinner.
Okay. I wouldn't think of china getting broken in a salad spinner.
No, it's a classic home for china. That's why the teacups are like that. The teacup rides. Oh.
It's the best way to store them, sure. Yeah.
Spinning, always spinning.
And you might be asking yourself, well, she could just wash the dishes herself, but she found it to be too much of a drudgery.
Yeah, I want to read the actual quote from this is MIT has Lemelson, MIT, celebrating invention, inspiring youth. So this is a publication just sort of meant to like be like an encyclopedia that you can read in fourth grade to be like, here's a bunch of inventors. She says, Cochran did not set out to create the dishwasher to relieve her hard work of manually doing the dishes. Rather, the idea came to her when she grew frustrated that her fine china was chipping, mostly by the harsh handling it suffered by the servants as they scrubbed it in the sink. At first, Cochran tried washing the dishes herself, but she found the task burdensome and thought to herself, there must be a better way.
Not unlike an infomercial.
If nothing else, this article confirms to me that MIT is a part of the global elite trying to crush us all.
I think that's a fair conclusion to come to.
I think it is. It is far too. It seems wrong to not at least point out in your article that, like, this is a weird opinion to have.
Or even just, I don't know, just be a little bit more objective about it. Like, she didn't want to wash her dishes, as opposed to be like, she found it to be too burdensome.
I just wish it would say just like, she didn't want to wash them or something. That's understandable, but it just comes from this point of view of like,
well, it's not my job.
Yeah, she was forced into this.
Like, the implication is that it's not too burdensome for her servants.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it is. Is that, like, it would be wrong for her to have to do it, but of course, hiring labor to do it is fine.
But the labor sucks.
Which I actually think sort of raises, like, an interesting question, right? Like, because I hear this thing about the dishwasher and I'm like, great, this lady hated her servants. Well, she sucks. But, like, that's sort of why we invent most automation. You know,
people suck?
It's that we don't want to do it. And we don't really want to hire others to do it. So we're just going to make a robot do it. Or a computer do it. I mean,
or it's cheaper for a robot to do it.
Right, exactly. But, you know, there's regardless, automation sort of benefits capital in the you know, like, political sense. Like, owners of things, the people with the money are always benefited by automation, whereas labor is just, like, it's pretty rough. I don't know.
Yeah, and, I mean, we give this lady a really hard time, but damn if I'm, when I look for a place, like, if it doesn't have a dishwasher, I'm like, I'm out. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever had a place without a dishwasher?
I have, yeah, and I never did my dishes, and they just piled and piled and piled.
Did you do the thing where, like, you're just like, it's 10 at night, I'm here till 1 in the morning, let's wash these dishes, let's go.
Yes, and I hated it. I hated it so much.
Put on a bandana. Yeah.
Oh, no. Who am I, Danielson? No.
Exactly. What is that, the best around? Yeah.
Karate Kid, sure, yeah. I was watching Karate Kid 2 at a bar the other day. Man, that movie really holds up. Anyway, this has been Movie Reviews with Catherine.
Well, it's got nothing on my favorite movie. We've had this dishwasher for 39 years. we actually have Josephine Cochran to thank, because I don't want to do the dishwasher, or the dishwashing. And, In a really direct way, because she invented this thing. It was mostly used commercially and industrially, which makes a lot of sense when you're literally doing the math on, like, how many people do I need to hire to wash dishes? That's different math than, like, should I buy a very expensive thing to, like, slightly lighten my load at home?
Not slightly, a great deal.
Well, we oriented ourselves towards lightening that load when, in the 50s, as part of a sort of, like, women would like to have free time and not be slaves to a home. And that's when dishwashers actually got, more popular in the home, is, when it became part of the economic math to value women's time. That's the first time we decided it. And now, but like, that was all directly off Josephine Cochran's original invention. And so her company eventually became KitchenAid, which is still popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, wow, I didn't know that.
And then that was bought by Whirlpool. So it's all part of probably GE by now. But But yeah, this is, like, in a really direct way, we're, like, really benefiting off this invention from this horrible lady.
Man, life sure is funny.
It sure is. Hey, why don't we muse on that and come back in a moment on Encyclopedia Brunch? And, oh, geez, I should probably wash some of these dishes. And we're back on Encyclopedia Brunch talking about dishwashers, the scourge of the proletariat, dishwashers, dishwashers, the lazy man's betrayal of God's work. I'm also a Puritan now, and okay. I don't know, maybe a bit of a Quaker.
When you're at church, do you like quake around with belief?
Also, I make beautiful wooden dishwashers.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very cool.
I say this not because I've had a religious awakening, but I've in researching about dishwashers, I have found that I'm really annoyed with dishwashers in some way. I have some issues to work out with them. Unsurprisingly.
Tell me more.
Thank you. I hope. Are we coming up on the hour?
No, you got plenty of time. It's okay. A half hour show.
Oh, right. Oh, right. This is not my therapist's office. I got it. So in reading about kind of the long arc of dishwashers, which does bend towards justice, I have to believe. I read, essentially Josephine Cochran sort of invented what sounded like it was like a big Ferris wheel look almost with like individual cages for dishes. And it would sort of rotate through like a boiler where that would like spray soapy water, super hot soapy water on it, which is neat. But soon we came into the more cabinet designed look that we're familiar with. And then when we get to the 90s-ish, we start to actually put microprocessors into the dishwashers and start doing more advanced things. So now we have things like soil sensors in the dishwasher, which looks at the water that is like building up in there, and it figures out how many particles are left. And once there's not enough particles, not that many particles, then it's like, cool, done washing dishes. Great. Instead of a timer.
So is that, I'm sorry if this is overly technical, but is that the same as like a turbidity meter? And a turbidity meter is a thing that we use, like, in a stream, for example, to figure, like, how much soil is getting kicked up in this stream bed?
It sounded
like...
And
it's basically you just shine light through it, and you see how much light comes through the other side. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that was perfect. Yeah, it sounds like it might be that, but I also read some things about conductivity meters, which is... you know, water conducts electricity at a certain rate, and when you add things into it, that rate changes. And so as that rate changes, you can also measure, like, how much stuff is in the water. So maybe different things do it differently. I like the turbidity meter, personally. I think the conductivity meter might also be useful for another addition, which is figuring out how much water is necessary to even be in there. Right, because like the detergent pack thing doesn't open until till it's ready, right?
Right, yeah.
And so I guess that can also be sort of included in the calculation of like, are we at the correct water level yet? And have we done have we done enough of a first rinse?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But clever.
Yeah, it is clever. And then here in the dishwasher cabinet of wonders, I'd like to open one more door here. This one's old.
Gotta get this door oiled.
Dishwashers also supposedly now come with essentially like a garbage disposal. Like there is a way for it to process foodstuffs because the original one was essentially just a cabinet.
Have you ever known a dishwasher to have this, though?
No. In fact, I've been yelled at multiple times by like... superintendents
and stuff.
Not doing
enough of a pre-rinse and stuff.
I've had people say, it doesn't eat food, Tim.
It could.
Yeah. But apparently this has been
Whirlpool's battle cry.
What do you think of all these things? These sort of dishwasher niceties.
Man, Tim, I hate washing dishes. I hate it. I really love cooking and I hate washing dishes. Mm. So much so that when I make dinner, my process is to wash all the dishes, cook, wash all the dishes, eat. Because I don't want to go back.
Why do you wash dishes at the beginning?
Because there's usually something in the sink.
Oh, I see. They were dirty from last time.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, yeah, this was just a plate that I left in here. That I put, like, an English muffin with peanut butter on a plate. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of peanut butter on this plate, and I just tossed it in the sink from this morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to tell you, like, you really just got to start eating over the sink. I think this is going to save a lot of... This is a thought technology that I want to give to you.
Listen, I don't want to disrespect you as a sad, lonely man. and your habits, and your culture as your sad, lonely man culture.
Thank you. Thank you for respecting that.
But like, I would just appreciate if you would respect that I am different from you.
Okay. But like, life hacks are like a strong cultural tradition for me, the sad, lonely man right. on the internet. And
yeah.
So I just like, I hope you will like hold hands and experience this with me and respect that part of my cultural tradition.
I listen, if you would ever invite me to eat at the sink the same time as you in different countries, very, very far away, not speaking to each other, but we just happen to be doing it at the same time. Mm-hmm. I would be so happy to participate in that with you.
Right. And then we go somewhere out there.
While we're eating, yeah, and then food.
But here's the trick. It's fine. We're over the sink. We did it.
I wanted to eat that.
Well, another grand tradition in the sad, lonely man culture is definitely eating too much late at night. So letting some fall out is probably fine.
If some falls out, you ever just like look in the sink and look around and just take it out of the sink, put it back in your mouth?
No, the sink seems so gross. Sometimes I will allow myself to, like, if I am, like, straining pasta and some pasta somehow gets off into the sink from the strainer, the colander, I'll pick that back up, rinse it, but I don't feel good about it.
Whatever. I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, what are you doing to your sink? Just keep your sink clean.
Okay,
sorry.
Well,
I don't mean to disrespect the sad, lonely man.
It gets to another life hack where you pee in the sink. No, I don't pee in the sink. That's gross.
Well, I think we've all learned a lot about each other today.
Yeah. So your philosophy is the smarter, the better. Like, what you want is a Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons who literally just takes the plate.
Yeah, who will then go out for coffee with me later. And we can talk about how horrible men are.
It was fun how she was kind of a gossip.
Yeah, no, and I loved how she had that Brooklyn accent.
Oh, Mr. J. Yeah, that would be fun. Well, which gets us back to the automation question of, like, I don't know. Sometimes I get, whenever there is a, like, interpersonal robot who is just like, oh, this will be a friend of mine, I just go like, we're doing it wrong! This is not the thing to automate! This is, what labor are we even trying to save here? This was the point of the living, was to do it with others! And I get so mad!
And then you go eat over the sink alone.
So, I'm not perfect.
The great thing about Rosie is that she'll eat over the sink with me.
Yeah. It gets to a lot of that's the crux of it a lot, right? It's like, I don't want to be judged, but so I have to close myself off from others. But also, I won't be happy if I close myself off from others.
Yeah.
Tricky stuff.
You know, I would just give up on being happy. I mean, that's been my move. Mm. I'm really happy about it.
Oh, but that seems like... That seems like you got turned around a little bit in the process.
Yeah, no, life is surprising. Life is full of beautiful little surprises.
Mm, that's nice. So, obviously, I have some issues here. Mm-hmm. To me, all that stuff feels a little bit like bougie nonsense. Just rinse your dishes. But also, like, yeah, what I really want when I look in my heart of hearts is to throw every plate I use away into a fire. Like, I just...
Yeah, definitely.
This is what I truly want. So, like, who am I to talk?
I mean, how bougie is a dishwasher at this point? Certainly, it came from bougie origins.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely. No argument here.
Yeah.
But at this stage in the game,
what's your sense?
I feel like my yardstick for this is, do I expect to have a dishwasher?
Mm-hmm. And what do you
and
feel
where
like?
Am I in society? Where am I in society? Well, I make crap for money, but I am fortunate to have a lot of opportunities and privileges that a lot of other people don't have. So mm-hmm. we'll put myself in the top half of things privilege-wise. And then if we throw other countries into the mix, the top 1% of things probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
So I think I have to keep that in mind. However, I will say that, like, when I look for a cheap apartment that I can afford on my crappy salary, mm-hmm. Most places, like, seem to have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's as though, like, it's saying, like, well, there's a refrigerator.
I will say, so you live in Seattle.
Yeah.
And Seattle does have, it's a more modern city and has more space than many other cities in this country and certainly the world. So it wouldn't surprise me if a dishwasher sort of like extends a little further down the chain in Seattle, just because like when Seattle was built, it was a time where like, yeah, we should make space for a dishwasher here. I don't think they're that expensive. I think it is a space limiting issue more than anything else.
Sure.
To me, I feel like, yeah, I actually think I mostly agree, though. Like, in my experience, a dishwasher is a thing that will be in most apartments. If it is, like, a place where you're just getting on your feet, you're kind of starting out, it's, like, a studio just as you're figuring something out. Like, it's not a sign of desperation that you don't have a dishwasher, but...
Not at all. Yeah.
My experience has been that it is, like, yeah, no, it's just not... It's below the midpoint, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this would probably be, I would feel different probably if this was New York City or something. Cause even in San Francisco, it's fairly common.
So like with that in mind, it's really hard for me to argue that a dishwasher is the bougie bullshit that we need to rage against.
There's probably more important things.
I'm gonna take down brunch before I take down dishwashers. Every time. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, I think I agree there. It's less performative for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
You never like when someone comes over, you're like, and my dishwasher's here. Wanna wash some dishes later?
Yeah. No, I like if just in a social context, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I went to brunch with some friends. I won't be like, oh, yeah, I washed some dishes in my dishwasher.
You sit by it just to be comforted by the warm purring. So what about this, though? Is Rinse Aid bougie nonsense?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Rinse Aid. Never used it. Never thought about it. I see the compartment for it in my dishwasher, and I think, the hell is Rinse Aid?
I think it's bougie nonsense.
It's the fabric softener of dishwashing.
It's the fabric softener of dishwashing. It's been something we've somehow been tricked into by Big Dish into.
I love the Big Dish. Yeah. The place has really good brunch.
Great. I think it's for reducing streaking on your dishes, but my dishes are neither nice enough, and also I think dishwashers are good enough now. Like,
you know, okay, so do you know how hard water is in San Francisco?
Oh, and also my water's not hard, of course. I wasn't thinking of that.
Yeah, it seems to be a water hardness thing from the reading that we've done on this.
Yeah, that's true. What it does is it's actually a chemical that reduces surface tension, right? Of the water. That's my understanding of it. And then so
that isn't a surfactant?
I guess not, because soap is a surfactant, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get this far.
So it would just be a polar molecule, not a surfactant, which would have a polar end and a non-polar end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
And so it just causes the water to roll off better, I suppose. And then that means that you don't get, if you have hard water, you'll get streaks, because if the water dries on the dish, then you get some mineral deposit.
Wait, so the water rolls off better. So wouldn't that increase the surface tension?
Yes, that makes sense. Huh. I don't know. I read it decreased it.
Rinse aid. How does it work?
Yeah. If you know, if you're a rinse aid rep, write in. Encyclopediabrunch@gmail.com.
Yeah. Please do.
All right, well, and while 1,000 Rinshade representatives fire up their email machines, we will take a quick break and be right back on Encyclopedia Brunch. Back from space, it's Encyclopedia Brunch. We are aliens from a distant world, bringing you new technologies from intergalactic times. We bring to you the dishwasher.
The latest in cooking technologies.
Yeah, tell me about this. Cooking in a dishwasher.
Okay, this nonsense. I learned about this just today. You can make meals in your dishwasher, I guess.
But you shouldn't, I guess, is my where I'm assuming this is going.
No, I mean, it seems to kind of work. You just got to seal it, right? So if you like have it in a well-sealed thing that's not going to melt in the dishwasher, then like what's the harm?
Okay. So let's start with I need to go back to first principles. What happens in a dishwasher?
You put water and you put soap in there. You put dirty dishes in there. Things that you don't want to eat.
Okay, so you sort of gave me the mise-en-scène of a dishwasher. Uh-huh. But the actual process is hot water gets sprayed around, like, in jets on everything on the racks, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how hot is the water?
It's about 100, well... The cooking recommendation.
Yeah, I just set the thermostat.
These instructions seem to suggest that you should run that you like can adjust the hotness of your dishwasher. I don't know. Is that like maybe like pots and pans is hotter than?
I could see that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've got a fairly old dishwasher. I'm not going to say it's 39 years old. Like,
have all the original parts.
And it has all the original parts. I'm not going to say that, but like, it's just it. There's no buttons on it. It's just it's just a dial and you turn it to start and then it goes.
Yeah, you don't have one of those bougie dishwashers. That is there's no microprocessor in that thing.
No, not one of the dishwashers that's just like a stainless steel panel, not unlike the 2001 Space Odyssey monolith.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you open it and then the buttons are on top.
You bang a bone on it and then it turns on.
And it emits, you land on Jupiter to meet it, and it emits this high-pitched scream that, like, drives the astronauts mad. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, modern cooking's so flingin' confusing.
Oh, boy. Open the dishwasher door, Hal.
Stay tuned for our new sketch group coming up on our YouTube channel, 2001 A Dish Odyssey.
Comics.
What's our group?
We're the Kubrick Comics.
Kubrick Comics. I love it. 2001 A Dish Odyssey. Let's see.
The Shining Happy People. It's like an REM dishwasher, The Shining mashup.
mouths wide shut because they're not laughing.
At this terrible bit we've invented. The moon landing. But then there's a banana peel on the moon and he slips on it.
One small step.
Banana peel heel.
Woo. Well, see, that's the question. That's what the conspiracy theorists always come back to. I don't like to get my tinfoil hat on about it or anything, but if you want to tell me that wasn't shot on a soundstage in Burbank, why was a banana peel there on the moon? No one thought to ask this question.
Aliens love bananas.
Yeah, it's high in potassium. It's such a good to-go snack.
So I'm going to need you to take off your tinfoil hat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to wrap it around the salmon we're going to put in the dishwasher for dinner.
You know, it's funny. The first thing I thought of when you said cook in a dishwasher was fish. Is that what was suggested in the article you read?
So I've seen a lot of different things. I've seen beef. One person says lasagna, which seems very ambitious. I think salmon sounds the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, honestly, it doesn't seem that different from like a sous vide. You're basically poaching it, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a poachy sous vide type of thing.
I'm reading here. Temperatures can change, but 75 degrees C or 167 degrees Fahrenheit is probably a fair estimate. And so that's like, that's sort of sous vide-ing, really.
Mm-hmm. And it goes for a long time.
Yeah.
So you like just put it with some foil, put in your spices, some butter, some salt, some pepper. And the trick is really just to carefully roll the edges to like make it watertight.
But why would you do this? Bad idea.
Well, if you're washing dishes anyway, you could save the water that you would use to cook your salmon It's already in there, right? It's actually kind of conservationist.
I suppose if you don't have a full load, and you just want to be like, well, I'll cook a bit of salmon too.
Yeah.
I
love step five on this Lifehacker article. It says, toast goes particularly well with dishwasher chicken.
You know, it's certainly a part of my culture, as we've discussed. But
next time you and I see each other, we're going to make some dishwasher food.
I guess we have to. but sometimes I feel like Lifehacker is just hacking for the heck of it. Like this isn't helping.
It's conservationist. It saves time.
Okay.
You don't make any more dishes. You just throw out your recycle your foil.
Got to recycle the foil. So speaking of conservationists, I'd like to tell you a short story. It's by Raymond Chandler. What do we talk about when we talk about washing dishes?
Stupid.
The story goes. So I'm sitting around in like a white tank top drinking gin in an apartment in Boston that I used to rent. In actuality, I had this apartment for the summer, and we would always hand wash our dishes because my girlfriend at the time, who I was living with, she came from a home that had no dishwasher. And so to her, it was just like, yeah, of course, this is just the process. And I was thinking like, in this very like we're just starting out or it's a transition type apartment, like. Yeah, no, we shouldn't wash the dishes. We're going to try to save. And in a lot of ways, we were sort of playing house. Like, this was, like, I think the first time I lived in an apartment that was just, like, me and her and eventually a couple other friends because we couldn't afford it. And so we did a lot of things where, like, how do we figure out, like, what is the best way to live? You know, when you're 20 years old and have a bunch of energy to deal with a bunch of nonsense like washing dishes. And so... We would always wash dishes. We always used kind of like her technique, which was essentially you set the stream, the sink to a very, very small stream and it just sort of runs. And then so you use that to kind of rinse and whatever. But you're not just wasting water because it's not pouring out. And then, you know, we just, you know, used the drying rack and all this stuff. And we did this for 2 months. And then the third month I was like, we have a dishwasher. Why are we not using this dish? Like, it suddenly just occurred to me that, like I knew we had it, but it always just seemed like, well, we're not going to be wasteful and use the dishwasher. And I guess the question I have is the dishwasher environmentally sound? Is it because it has that air of bouginess, right? The same way, I mean, you brought this up earlier, the same way air conditioning can seem like, don't turn the AC on unless we really need it. But there are cases where it's better to run the air conditioning than have your windows down because there's less drag on your car. And so is the dishwasher environmentally sound? It feels like it fits in the same.
Oh man, I think it's a complicated thing because I always feel like, oh, I'm not using, if I'm hand washing dishes, first thing, I'm miserable. But the second
thing, just crying and
is
crying.
And then I'm getting salt on my dishes and then I have to use more water. I always feel like, oh, I'm not using the water in the most efficient way, or, you know, the way that you do it where you plug up the sink, you fill the sink up with water and then you scrub everything. And I don't want to do that. Then I have dirty water that I'm washing my dishes with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I judge myself, I don't know if it's harshly or not, to be an inefficient hand dishwasher. But here's the interesting thing in the bougie versus environmental or bougie versus wasteful paradigm. Mm-hmm. I think it's your bougie dishwashers that are going to be the most environmentally friendly.
Today. The least wasteful. I see, because they've got that Energy Star rating or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got the super platinum plus leads platinum, basically, dishwasher. Not a thing for appliances, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think, I mean, you know, evidenced by how I've used the word bougie, everybody knows when you say bougie, it's short for bourgeoisie, right? This is...
Yes.
Okay, good. Just double checking.
Well, everyone who's on this call right now, I don't know about people who aren't on the call, but now they know too.
Now we know. I think it's evidenced by the fact that I've used, you know, sort of bourgeoisie to mean bad throughout this entire call.
Yes.
I think I am very suspicious. And I do wonder if all this Energy Star lead stuff, the first place my brain goes to, and it's probably not fair, is this is just carbon credits. This is the same thing where we just allow people to offset their own guilt by throwing money at it, and it's not actually helping the problem, or it is in this very diffuse way where the real thing to do would be to be not wasteful.
Right.
Boy, nothing ever gets my ire up people throwing money at their guilt. Because I throw guilt at my guilt, and it's very hard.
Well, you just got to be a little bit more generous with your money, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. It's not how I was raised.
So, I mean, there's studies that show that fully loaded dishwashers use less energy, water, and detergent than the average dishwasher. But then there's also studies that show the opposite of that. So
it's probably an edge case, which to me says do the thing that makes you happy. I don't know. I'm curious. Yeah, I would like for listeners to let us know how they wash dishes and what their feelings are on it, because that very
how is your guilt arranged within your heart?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. But I would really like to get hear from some people about what is the approach, because the process is all different and I think we learn it from somewhere, probably our parents, but because I too am very intrigued by the very it feels very old timey, the plug up the sink, and then if you have a double sink, one of them is the soap, one is the rinse, and then someone dries, and I'm just what is this, a 50s diner,
But the system works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I completely agree. And I'd really like to get some people's feedback on this. EncyclopediaBrunch@gmail.com. And if it's okay with you, Tim, I think we should offer some kind of incentive.
Sounds good.
Because I really want to get some information. What are y'all doing out there? And how can I feel less guilty about what I do?
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of it. So how about this? First person to write in picks can send us a encyclopedia topic that we can review on a future show.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Great. Come on, come all to the great big Encyclopedia Brunch in the Sky. Where is this going?
Sounds like they're going to die. Yeah. Sounds like it's some sort of heaven.
Well, I don't know. Well,
we'll see you all in the afterlife.
I like to think this is our little slice of heaven.
Aw, that's so nice.
Come on, guys. Let's all hang out and talk about dishwashers.
On clouds.
Did you learn everything you wanted to learn about dishwashers this week?
Oh, not nearly, but I'm really excited to cook some dishwasher salmon with you.
All right, we're going to do it. That's it. No, you're absolutely right.
We'll let y'all know how it goes.
We've talked about it. So I guess, yeah, we've sort of made a public dare to ourselves. All right, I'm excited. So you just roll the tinfoil really tight?
Yeah, just roll it really tight, it says. There's probably some sort of video we can watch online for how to do this.
Well, if we're not food poisoned, we'll see you next week. Until then, Captain Kogut over there.
Tim Dobbs over here.
Bye.
Bye.